はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようフィラデルフィア、
夏子です。
大江です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 112. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Natsuko-san, welcome back.
Yes, it's been a while.
Too long.
I'm sorry.
And you brought someone with you. Who's with you today?
Oe-san desu.
Hello.
Natsuko-san, can we ask Oe-san to introduce yourself?
Oe-san, 自己紹介をお願いします。
私は大江春代です。東京出身です。写真が趣味です。
Now in English, please.
My name is Haruyo Oe. I'm from Tokyo. My hobby is taking pictures.
Welcome to the show.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Oe-san, how should we refer to you?
Haruyo と呼んでください。
はい、わかりました、Haruyo さん。
And can you just break that down for us?
Haruyo.
Haruyo. Okay.Today, we have another great show for you. Last week, we looked at...
くなる.
Today, we're going to take a look at...
になる.
Another extremely important grammatical structure. Now that you know what we're looking for, please try and pick it up in the conversation. We have specifically crafted and molded this conversation. Maybe too much, Natsuko-san?
Maybe.
Try and pick it up because it comes up a lot in there.And let us know if we went a little too overboard. Now, one more thing. The following conversation does not represent the views and opinions represented by JapanesePod101.com. Right, Natsuko-san?
Really?
Yeah, I guess we did write it after all. Okay, it does. So anyway, enjoy the conversation. Here we go.
まもなく石川さんにインタビューを行います。あ、彼女が来ました。石川さん、なんで歌手になりましたか?
音楽が好きだからです。
子供の頃について教えてください。
そうですね。子供の頃、夢が3つありました。
その3つとは何でしょうか?
第1に有名になって、第2に綺麗になって、最後にお金持ちになることです。バカバカしいでしょ?
いいえ、その3つの夢は叶いました。はい、最後の質問です。これから何をしたいですか?
そうですね。幸せになりたいです。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
間もなく、石川さんにインタビューを行います。ああ、彼女が来ました。石川さん、なんで歌手になりましたか?
音楽が好きだからです。
子供の頃について教えてください。
そうですね。子供の頃、夢が三つありました。
その三つとは何でしょうか?
第一に有名になって、第二に綺麗になって、最後にお金持ちになることです。バカバカしいでしょ?
いいえ、その三つの夢は叶いました。はい、最後の質問です。これから何をしたいですか?
そうですね。幸せになりたいです。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
まもなく石川さんにインタビューを行います。
In a moment, we're about to interview Miss Ishikawa.
あ、彼女が来ました。
Oh, here she comes.
石川さん、なんで歌手になりましたか?
Miss Ishikawa, why did you become a singer?
音楽が好きだからです。
It's because I like music.
子供の頃について教えてください。
Can you tell us about when you were a child?
そうですね。子供の頃、夢が三つありました。
Okay. When I was a child, I had three dreams.
その三つとは何でしょうか?
What were those three dreams?
第一に、有名になって。
First, to become famous.
第二に、綺麗になって。
Second, to become beautiful.
最後に、お金持ちになることです。
And last, to become rich.
バカバカしいでしょ?
Foolish, right?
いいえ、その三つの夢は叶いました。
No, those three dreams came true.
はい、最後の質問です。これから何をしたいですか?
Okay, last question. What do you want to do from now?
そうですね。幸せになりたいです。
I want to become happy.
Natsuko-san, let's ask Haruyo-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Haruyo-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
夢が叶ってよかったと思います。
そうですね。本当に叶ったのかな、この人。
Natsuko-san, can you translate what Haruyo-san just said?
She said that she's glad that her dreams come true.
As in the singers, right?
I guess.
Sorry. I guess. All right, with that said, let's get into today's vocabulary. Lots of good stuff in there. Natsuko-san, give us the first word, please.
最初のキーワードはインタビュー。
インタビュー。
インタビュー。インタビュー。
And notice the long vowel at the end.Natsuko-san, a few lessons back, we had a different word for interview. This one is obviously taken from the English word, interview, which is the Japanese word we had that also means interview.
面接?
Now, what's the difference between these two words?
面接 is usually used for like job application or some kind of a test qualification. Interview is for news reports or entertainment articles.Just asking people questions.
So can you give us an example?
For example, on magazines or news show, you see lots of 独占インタビュ
ー. Exclusive interview. What's the first word meaning exclusive?
独占.
Break it down.
独占. 独占.
Meaning exclusive or monopoly. Can you give us an example sentence?
この雑誌にはジョニー・デップの独占インタビューが載ってますよ。
This magazine has an exclusive interview with Johnny Depp. Can you give us that example sentence one more time?
この雑誌にはジョニー・デップの独占インタビューが載ってますよ。
One thing we want to point out with this is, give us the verb that came in that sentence.
乗る。
And does this mean to ride?
Well, not actually. It means to run some article.
So the kanji is different than the character to ride a train or something.
Yes, different.
And that's what we want to point out. You'll often hear an article runs in a newspaper. You hear the verb
乗る.
But it's not the same as to ride, which is also
乗る.
All right. Next we have
頃.
Around the period. Around the time.
頃. 頃.
Natsuko-san, example yes. sentence, please.
高校生の頃バンドに入っていました。
Around the time I was a high school student, I was in a band. And notice the first part here, Natsuko-san.
高校生の頃。
We have a noun, which is?
高校生。
High school student, possessive particle.
の。
Followed by?
頃。
Around the time. Around the time I was a high school student. Now, what we want to point out about this is, it can be used for periods of time, as inthe time when I was in high school, or a long block of time, but it can also be used this way.
今晩帰りは何時頃ですか
?6 時頃です。
One more time, please.
今晩帰りは何時頃ですか
?Tonight. Around what time will you return?
6時頃です。
Around 6. Here, it's used around the time, to give the approximate time. Approximately 6, around 6.So what's unique about this is we can use it with actual time, as in a time of day, and also in a time of one's life or a period of one's life or a period altogether. So this unique dual usage. Next we have
夢
Dream
夢夢
In the dialogue we had
夢が3つありました
The little translation is There were three dreams.And again, what we want to point out here is, the literal translation is, there is a dream, which is?
夢がある。
But when we interpret this into English, it's to have a dream. When we fulfill this dream, we use the verb
叶う,
which is actually to live up to. But when used with the dream, it becomes to fulfill a dream, to live up to the dream. And we can also use this with
希望,
hope. Break it down.
希望, 希望.
And the structure would be
希望が叶う,
to have one's hope fulfilled. And finally,
願い,
wish. And if this sounds familiar, it should. This is the noun form of the root verb
願う,
which can be found in
お願いします.
Yes. So, to have one's wish fulfilled is
願いが叶う.
And notice the common structure. We have the particle
が,
and we can also use
わ,
depending on what precedes it, followed by
叶う.
All right. Next up we have
バカバカしい.
Silly, laughable.
バカバカしい. バカバカしい.
Now, Natsuko-san, is this a bad word?
Well, not really bad. You know, not insulting. It's more like, you know, funny thing.
Foolish.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a good word.
Now, the base of this comes from the word fool.
Baka.
And the funny thing about this word, the context and the way you say it determines whether it's a really bad word.
Yes.
Or a playful, joking word.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a difference between these two words, right?
Yes.
Bakabakashi and baka.
Yes, different.
Now, we think the latter, baka, is a bit crude.
Yes, I heard that, you know, people in Kansai feels very insulted when they hear baka.
Ah.
Because they usually use aho.
That's a cool. All right, yes, we're not... Are we going to get into a slang lesson now?
No. Just for your information.
Just for your information. Yes, and again, we should actually do something about these words because I think while it's not appropriate to teach them, I think it's appropriate to know
right
what they mean.
Yes.
But we want to get to, this word we gave you today can't be used in the same negative way.
Yes.
There is this nuance that it's a verb just meaning foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how you cut it or which way you say it, it won't have that same sharp cutting edge as the words we talked about previously.
Right.
So with that said, Natsuko-san, can you give us an example?
バカバカしい話.
Foolish talk. Foolish conversation. We're renowned for these. At Japanese Pod 101.com.
Really?
We argue about the most foolish of things. Next we have
バカバカしいことをする.
To do a foolish thing.
あの本はバカバカしいよ.
That book is foolish. Okay. Now, Natsuko-san, is this a common adjective?
Yes, I think it's common, but maybe it differs by region.
Got it. Let's take a look at some key points in the dialogue. Natsuko-san, what's the first key point?
まもなく.
About to. Something is about to happen. Break it down.
まもなく. まもなく.
You hear this expression very often. For example, when the train comes, if you're standing on the platform, what expression do we hear every day?
まもなく電車が参ります.
The train is about to come. When I first heard this expression on the news, it's always linked to this one phrase. And it's not a very happy or very positive subject, but when someone passes away, when they're apparently they're taken to the hospital and they pass away, and this phrase is always used.
Right.
救急車で運ばれましたが、まもなく死亡いたしました。
In this case, what does it mean?
Almost immediately.
Thank you very much. So the person was taken to the hospital. The person was carried to the hospital and died almost immediately.
Yes.
Upon arrival.
Yes. And if you look at this phrase literally, it means without a pause.
Break it down. What's the pause in there?
Ma.
Then mo is the particle?
Yes. And naku.
The ku form of?
Nai.
Wow, I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Now that's really interesting.
Yes. Maybe convenient for memorizing.
Yeah, really good way to remember it. Without pause.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, but I didn't want to bring the happy atmosphere down.
Right.
It's just like, I always find this set phrase together. These words just are always together.
Right. You always hear them on news show.
Yeah, or maybe those are the only two words I could pick out of the news show.
No.
Yes, this is almost like a set phrase.
Right.
Next we have ordinal numbers. Now, we were talking about dreams. She had three dreams, the first, second, and third. Natsuko-san, how do we cover this in the dialogue?
第一に.
First. Now, we have a particle in there, the particle being?
に.
But the phrase first here is?
第一.
Second is?
第二.
Notice a pattern here. What stays the same, Natsuko-san?
第.
And what's changing?
The numbers.
So can you run through five for us? One to five for us, please.
第一,第二,第三,第四,第五.
Excellent. Now let's look at foolish, isn't it? Now we always talk about deshō as it's used sometimes to mark degree of probability, but here it's used as a tag question. Give it to us one more time.
バカバカしいでしょ?
So when she says this, she's asking for the listener's opinion. And you can also use deshō in this way too. When you want to get another person's opinion, you can add this on the end, and this lets them know that you want input from them.
Yes.
Input from the listener.
Right.
All right, with that said, on to today's grammar point. Natsuko-san, what's today's grammar point?
になる.
This expresses that someone or something becomes a state, and can be used with na adjectives and nouns. Now, it's similar to what we covered last week with e adjectives.
くなる.
Now, to form this construction, just attach
になる
directly to a noun or na adjective.
Yes.
It's that easy. Now, let's take a look at the dialogue. We also want to point out that when this occurs, the verb
なる
is treated like a regular verb. This is best exemplified by the dialogue. Give us the last line of the dialogue. What does Ishikawa want to become?
幸せになりたいです.
I want to become happy. The na adjective in there is?
幸せ.
Then we attach?
になる.
To become happy. Once it's in this state, the verb?
なる.
Can be conjugated just like any other regular verb. And here we turn it into?
なりたい.
To express desire.
Yes.
Also, if we go up a few lines, we have?
有名になって.
The te form of the verb. We also have it another time, right after that.
きれいになって.
So you can see the way this works. Once this is attached, the verb
なる
is treated just like any other verb. Now, in the dialogue, we have multiple examples of na adjectives. What example do we have of a noun?
お金持ち.
Rich. So we take the noun, which is?
お金持ち.
We just add?
になる.
To become rich. Now, the interesting thing about the word for rich, which is?
お金持ち.
The characters in here are?
金.
Money and?
持つ.
To hold.
Yes.
So the one who holds money is rich.
Yes, the one who possesses.
Good money. Point. Yeah, I guess holding it's just not enough.
Yes, maybe holding someone else's money.
All right, so with that said, this is probably a really good way to remember it. The one possessing the money is rich.
Yes.
We also had?
歌手.
Singer. We have the noun singer. We attach?
になる.
To become a singer. In the dialogue, we had?
歌手になりました.
The polite past of the verb?
なる.
And this represents that that person has achieved or had achieved that state.
Yes.
She became a singer.
Yes.
She was able to do it.
Yes.
So, long lesson today, but lots of really good information in there. Now, tomorrow, we are starting our informal series. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to explain all about it. But the point has come where we need to get you more familiar with informal Japanese. We're not forgetting the polite Japanese because now the roles are reversed. You're going to get the formal track.
Wow.
Informal in the lesson, formal in the bonus track. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, write up examples, all the vocab. You can really see what's going on with the dialogue. It's really great to have that paper in front of you, reinforce it, see the characters, really great stuff. Also, inside the Learning Center, so much material to bring everything together and give you the full learning experience. With that said, that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.